Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. All week we're celebrating parallel Earths, multiple dimensions, whatever you want to call it. I didn't really realize it until about halfway through Monday's show. There's three major multiple dimension releases. I mean, we were already celebrating Into the Spider-Verse and the Arrowverse Elseworlds crossover, but Smash Bros. Also came out, and that pulls, you know, from different worlds and things, so it's kind of interesting how they all came out, you know, within a week of each other. I think that's pretty cool. So, yeah, yesterday we looked at all the crazy crossovers and games and different worlds and stuff. Today we're going to take a look at some movies and shows that really embraced and explored the idea of parallel dimensions and things. A lot of people think that this is a recent topic. You know, this is something that only in like the last 20 years we've really dove into. But if you think about it, you know, you go as far back as It's a Wonderful Life. That technically was a parallel universe. You know, it was a world where Jimmy Stewart's character was never born. And he travels to it and sees what life would be like without him. And it's since then become a trope that's used time and time again in almost everything. You know, pretty much everybody's had a, you know, world without them, you know, world without Batman, world without the X-Men. We've seen all sorts of different iterations of that same story, but it's a different world. So I think that, you know, something to consider is that when you really think about it, that there's a whole lot of examples of it. One of my favorite examples, and this is one of my favorite TV shows growing up, and I still love it, I own all the DVDs, is Sliders. This is a show that aired on Fox and on later on Sci-Fi, where this group of, they weren't even really all friends, because there was like a random guy in there, and there was like a professor in there, but they became friends over the course of the show. They go through and travel to different dimensions, parallel Earths, and some of the episodes were really cool. You know, there's some where dinosaurs never went extinct. One of my favorites was Texas didn't participate, I guess would be a better word, in the Civil War. And instead, they kind of pioneered westward expansion and made it all Texas. And lawyers was the term for gunfighters, and they were the ones that settled everything. So it was really cool. But, you know, there were some where the world was flooded. There were some where, you know, of course, and one of the oldest things that you see also is Nazis won World War II. You know, you see that one a lot, and it happened on there. I think it had about 100 episodes, give or take, in there. It's really great. You know, it's a little cheesy, like I said, especially the last couple of seasons, but it's still all right. Star Trek is another great example. The mirror universe that popped up in the original series, and then later on in DS9 and in Enterprise. And this is another, you know, that's back in the 60s this started. But what made it a mirror universe, and the way you knew, is everybody had goatees. Like, the bad guys had goatees. That was a really interesting way to establish early on that, oh, wait, this isn't our Spock. You know, this is a different world. Recently, Rick and Morty is really great about going to different dimensions. You know, there's the Council of Ricks, who are all from their own universe that, yeah, if you watch Rick and Morty, you know what kind of shenanigans, I guess, is the best way to describe it. Another cult classic, speaking of cult movies, is Fringe. It was a TV series that ran back in the early 2000s, like 2008 to 2013 on Fox. Also, Fox, you know, used to not care and just show whatever they wanted to, and it was actually a whole lot of fun. I mean, I guess they still do to some extent, but it was really neat because, again, it had Leonard Nimoy in it. It started off, they were just exploring these weird going-ons and happenings and trying to figure out what caused it all, and then it turned out that there was an alternate dimension or a parallel Earth, and they, you know, would go over and explore it, and they got to see themselves in different ways, and it was really a whole lot of fun. It was kind of kooky science with real science with social commentary, and a great show. If you didn't watch it on its first run, I highly recommend tracking it down and checking it out. I believe it's on Amazon Prime, on their Prime Video, and really good. Well, it started off as a movie, but it's a TV series. I don't know if they've canceled it yet or not, but the movie was great, was 12 Monkeys. You had Bruce Willis and Brad Pitt, and directed by Terry Gilliam. This movie, a guy comes back from the future, and Back to the Future 2 is another great example of parallel Earths, but comes back to try and create a separate timeline where this virus didn't wipe out most of the population, and, you know, just tries to save the day. And you see the varying effects how that happens. But a lot of times, you know, as it's kind of weird, as much as you can go with parallel Earths, and there's so many different things to do, sometimes you find movies that are almost the same-ish. And if you look at Sliding Doors, which came out in 98, and Mr. Nobody, which was 2009, they have a lot in common, where both of these people, in Sliding Doors, it's Gwyneth Paltrow, and in Mr. Nobody, it's Jared Leto, but they have this moment in their life where, basically, if they go left, this happens, if they go right, this happens, which we saw in Doctor Who, also with Donna. And this, you know, it goes and it explores what comes out of what we think are simple choices and simple decisions, but they can actually affect your whole life and the world around you for better or worse. And, you know, that kind of goes back to the It's a Wonderful Life stuff, is, you know, what ifs? That's the whole premise of parallel worlds, is what if? One of the last ones we're going to talk about is a super underrated gem, in my opinion, called The One. This is a 2001 film with Jet Li. Now, if you go online and, like, look at reviews, it's got, like, a 25 Metascore. It's below, it's like a 5.9 on IMDb, but it's a lot of fun. There, Jet Li is a agent of the multiverse, and there's another version of him that's going through the multiverse, killing all the Jet Lis. And every time you kill them, you gain their strength, essentially, and so you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And so he's got to track him down before, because if you're the only one, you're, like, all powerful and everything. So it's a little cheesy. I mean, Jason Statham's in it too, so that's always fun. But the movie as a whole, like I said, was a lot of fun, and just crazy Jet Li style action. So you get some amazing fight scenes, and just really, really underrated film, I thought. And, you know, these that we've hit on, these are just really the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot that deal with time travel that kind of lead into parallel Earths, and you know, like we said, Back to the Future 2, when Biff gets the Sports Almanac, you know, he creates a parallel Earth, and a lot of films kind of play with it, and I think that's great, because, you know, that what if question, we talked about it yesterday, you know, what if this person fought this person, how would that come out? And it's the same way in the movies. It's like, well, what if Texas did this, or what if I turned left instead of right? And it makes for some great storytelling, some really compelling storytelling, I think. Let us know what are some of your favorite parallel Earth stories. You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're out there. We're even on YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I'd love to talk to you if you're some fancy scientist and want to break down, you know, how this all works. I would love to hear that, for sure. But otherwise, you know, make sure you subscribe on whatever format you're listening to. That way you get all the shows. We have our big end of the year best of award show coming up, so really excited about that. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.